Everything okay? I mean, besides not being able to go back to sleep. Honey, you're basically flailing under the sheets there. Maybe I should wrap my arms around you. Just like this. Would that help? So you'll stop moving around so much, silly. And maybe I should bring my legs up over yours. And maybe I should bring my leg up over yours. I know you like. Or maybe I should roll over on top of you. I like laying on your chest like this. And I could stay here. What do you smell like? Well, you don't smell like anything in particular. You kind of just smell nice and clean and fresh. Yeah, it's probably just the detergent and fabric softener. I don't know how else to describe it. Just, you know, it's a comforting smell. And most of all, I can do that easily when I'm perched here on your chest. Are you really all right? Yeah. No, I'm just making sure everything's okay. That you're okay. I know you've had a pretty busy week. And you've been working late a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's why there's been an increased amount of shoulder and back rubs lately. You're very welcome, love. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm here, you're here, we're in bed. Well, maybe we could use a few more hours of sleep, but here we are. I don't know about you, but this early morning call sesh is really making up for the lack of sleep, don't you think? See? We're the perfect cuddle buddies. Babe, can I ask a teeny tiny little favor? Can you be Big Spoon? It's getting super chilly. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm afraid I have naturally cold feet. I admit it though. You like it when you can get them all warm and toasty. Seriously, babe, how are you always so warm? You're like a portable furnace or personal space heater. Oh, I do that to you. I get you all hot and bothered. No, this is good. This works out perfectly. I make you hot and bothered so you can keep me warm. That's how it's gonna work from now on. What? No, I'm not using you as my personal heater. You're way more than that. You're like the best cuddle buddy ever. You're my amazing partner. A great cook, at least by my standards. And you're my lover, sweet and sexy and just addicting. And most importantly, you're my best friend. I mean, the sex is great, don't get me wrong. But when everything is all said and done, and we're past that phase of being all about the physicality and the relationship, in the end, there's only you and that person. And you are that person. You're my person. And I couldn't ask for anything better than you being my best friend too. You're the one I can open up to and be vulnerable to without the fear of being judged. And you accept me for me. Well, for all of me. Sweetheart, you're the one I want to tell all about how great my day went. Or when I cry about the not so great ones. You always have a warm hug ready, especially on those days. And I love you so much for that. From the biggest things to the littlest things. You're the one I want to share it with. And of course, I'll be there for yours. Cheering you on your highs and supporting you on your lows. Because that's how it is. That's how it works. That's how we work. Shut up. I know I'm sappy. And you like it. Let me be. But seriously, I want you to know how thankful I am for you. I know our relationship is far from perfect, and we still have our differences. But there are times in the morning when I wake up just before you. And I can't help but think, gosh, I can't believe this person is with me. That you chose to be with me, and knowing that you care about me, like really care, just as much as I care about you, it's still boggles my mind sometimes. And I just tell myself, I will never, ever let this person out of my life. I'm good. That's very reassuring. Good to know you're not going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, I think I'm just about ready. You